TED Audio Collective.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. Since the earliest inoculations for smallpox and cholera, vaccines have been saving lives. After centuries of use, why are they treated by many with so much mystery and suspicion? Dr. Andrea Marzi studies viruses at Rocky Mountain Laboratories. Today, she explains how vaccines work and implores everyone to understand the public health responsibility inherent in receiving these treatments.
I want to talk to you today a little bit more about vaccines, what different kinds we have, and how they work. The first kind is what we call a life-attenuated vaccine. A prominent example for that is measles virus. How this works is people take in a laboratory or at a company measles virus from a human that got infected and passage it in cell culture many, many, many times. What happens in this process is that the virus loses its infectivity. So it's basically a weakened virus that still can infect you, but you're not getting sick. And that is what's being used as a measles virus vaccine right now. Another approach is what we call inactivated vaccines. Influenza virus vaccines is one of them. Here, people in the laboratory grow the virus and then chemically inactivate it. So the virus is basically non-infectious anymore, it's dead. It's also killed, and that gets injected into people. A third option is what is used for hepatitis B vaccination, called the subunit vaccine. There in the laboratory, people take the virus apart and only engineer one part of it that will generate an immune response that will protect you. So that is just one part of the virus that is helping you there. Vaccines in the United States are tightly regulated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. And that is really important to know that the FDA really, really pays close attention. They always make sure every lot that's produced is safe in humans. So how do vaccines work? Just imagine you're going to Walgreens or any other pharmacy and get a flu shot. You get an injection in the upper arm, and then what happens there? Well, your body recruits cells to that spot. They come and take the particle apart, and they work together to generate an immune response. You might get some swelling and redness where you got the injection because your body is seeing something that is not normal. You might also get a fever, but that's a good thing because it says, hey, your body is doing its job. It's working to generate this immune response. An important part of this immune response are antibodies because they stay in your body for a while and keep the memory of the virus alive. So should you get an infection with influenza virus months after you got vaccinated, the body has these antibodies. They recognize the virus, bind it, and neutralize it so you don't get sick. If you don't have enough antibodies, you might still get mildly sick, but probably not as bad that you have to go to a hospital. However, over the last two decades, vaccines have gotten a really bad reputation. Not just because we have those little adverse effects, pain at the site where you got the shot, or a little fever. No. Andrew Wakefield promoted the theory that vaccines cause autism. And that was a big cryout and led to a lot of vaccine hesitancy, as we refer to now, in the world. Not just in the United States, in the world. In the last two decades, though, a lot of companies, universities, and governments have conducted many, many studies and shown that this is just not true. Vaccines do not cause autism. Vaccines really do work. And the best example for that, and so far also the only one, is humans eradicated smallpox from this planet. So how do infectious diseases like measles, polio, and smallpox spread? Imagine in a classroom, an event like today, at a family reunion, you have people that are completely healthy and others that are immunocompromised. Those can be newborn kids or people that take medication. Some people don't even know they are immunocompromised. And then, of course, older people. When an infected person comes in, the infection can spread quite tremendously and everybody could get infected. Now, be aware that infection does not mean you get disease or even bad disease. Usually, people develop a spectrum, like from the sniffles to a fever to being hospitalized. However, if there's nobody vaccinated and the infection can just roam through a population, we see serious complications, including death, particularly with those people that were immunocompromised. If you imagine this scenario, in a healthy population that is also vaccinated, you only have the infected person, and the infection will spread to only a few. There's no serious complications or even deaths in this scenario if people are vaccinated. And this is a concept that in science we refer to as herd immunity. Herd immunity means we vaccinate everybody that can tolerate it and protect our weakest that cannot be vaccinated. So herd immunity is really needed because what spreads with nobody being vaccinated like wildfire can be contained if even only 90 or 95% of the people are vaccinated. Beware of misinformation that's out there, particularly on social media. And do not hesitate with any question to reach out to doctors, nurses, healthcare professionals, or even us, because we are happy to talk to you about it and educate you on vaccines, vaccination schedules, and what's good for you to protect your family and our community, the herd.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Hamilton, Montana. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Hieronymus Park. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Visit our website at ted.com/TEDxShorts. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening and see you tomorrow.